Tere! Olete jõudnud kuulama Infosõlm podcasti, kus me üheskoos harutame lahti välispoliitika.
Hi! Today we have here Flavia, who has both lived in Germany and Romania, if I'm correct. Flavia, do you want to introduce yourself with a few sentences?
Yes, sure. Hello, everybody. I am Flavia. I am 24 years old. And I was born in Romania. I was living in Romania, studying in Romania. But now I decided to move in Germany for a better life. So that's in a nutshell everything. So yes, currently I am living in Germany.
Maybe my first question would be, how would you compare these few, like living in both of these countries?
Yes, it's different. I mean, for sure it's better in Germany from some point of view, but from other points of view, it was better in Romania because it's my home country, but not more than that. So I would say that Germany is giving me more opportunities, even though I was studying in Romania and I was preparing for a job there. I didn't feel like what I was preparing to be a teacher, like what I was preparing to be there. I couldn't live with the salary in Romania. I mean, I could survive, but not live. For example, I could not afford a vacation or maybe a new laptop or a phone or things like that. So yes, you can survive, but without any other help, it's quite hard to do it on your own. So I decided to come here in Germany. It was not the decision I was planning for a long time. No, my boyfriend was already working here, so I was making the decision, okay, I will come to see what is going on, and maybe for 1 year or two, but now I don't really know if I want to go back in Romania. So, because here I'm not working a job that I was trained for, I am working a job for, you know, people that don't know the language, people that don't have any specific I don't know, knowledge in something. I am just making a very low job, which is great. The people are great. The German people are very okay with me, and they understand that I don't speak very well the language, but still they encourage me to learn. So yeah, from this point of view, even if I am making a job everybody can do, I can afford living, I can afford, I don't know, going home, I can afford going in vacation, I can afford a lot of things. In Romania, it would be impossible from this point of view.
Was it hard to first find a job in Germany after moving there? Or
basically, actually, it was really, really easy to find it. Here are some, of course, if you know people and you know people that are working in specific places, you can find the jobs better. But I didn't know anybody. Only one girl helped me because she knew other girls. But if here are these firmas, here are these people that have their job is to search you for a job. And more than that, if, for example, you quit or you are fired, you can go to a job center, this is the name, and you tell them the situation, you'll have the 6 months payment, you know, like unemployment payment. But in this time, they are searching you a job and they are sending you to see if it fits you, if it doesn't fit you. And they are helping you if you want to learn the language, for example. If you want to learn the language, okay, for the 6 months, you will have a course, which is free. If you know the language and you want to qualify in some field, you will qualify in that field for free most of the times. And after that, you will search for a job in that field. So they are really helping you to occupy a lot of workplaces which are around free. So yeah.
What would you say, what are the biggest domestic political problems or issues that each of the countries are facing right now?
To be fair, I didn't face too many issues or things like that because I was not going too strong into the field. I mean, I find my job and things like that. But as I heard, The racism is a problem because you know Germany is having a lot of people. I mean, from all around the world. I'm living in a Turkish neighborhood, and somehow they are feeling, and I understand they are feeling that they lose their tradition, they lose their identities, and at some point they can be a little bit racist, but not everyone. If you are a decent person, they are not. So this might be one of them. The second one we are facing right now is the strike that is going all over the world. It started in France and I don't know, Netherlands, and now it's in Germany happening again. The farmers strike, and they also have the bus driver strike, the train strike, and everybody's like that. So we don't know exactly what is going to happen from tomorrow, because tomorrow is the first day of strike officially in Germany. So we only know that people that came to work by bus will not be able to come. So yeah, right now this is the biggest problem, which is covering all this Europe part. Another one would be the Ukrainian war, because I also work with a lot of Ukrainian people that are scared of death, that they have problems with the papers, because a lot of people, when they arrived in Germany, were taking just advantages of them. They were working, but they were not properly paid. They were not paid with the minimum salary. Their contract was not a valid one. So now they have to go with their papers like once a year to the commission or something like that, and their papers are not quite okay, so they don't know what is going to happen. So I think this situation is a situation that is happening all over the world, because they are thinking of advantages of this situation, this really sad situation. So this is not good. So yeah.
Would you say that the problems are similar in Romania?
Oh, the problems in Romania, I think the biggest problem in Romania is the one with the salaries. When I left Romania, another strike was just happening, a really big one after 30 years. It was the first strike of the teachers. They were manifesting their problems and things like that, because the prices are as high as in Germany, for example. I mean, I was comparing them one to one. But the salary in Romania is around 400 euros, 420 euros, the minimum. And a lot of people are receiving the minimum. I will speak from the experience as a teacher. As a beginner teacher, you would, first of all, you will not get all your classes in the same school. If you live in Bucharest, you have 2 hours, 2 classes in this school, another 3 in another school, and so on. So nobody is paying you the travel cost. Nobody is paying you your time you're spending moving from a school to another. So here the salary would be 420 euros, and an accommodation, a decent accommodation in Bucharest, is 200 euros. So you remain at the end of the day with only 220 euros to survive, which is not okay. So they were making a strike for that. But the things didn't change so much. They were just promising and promising and promising, because another big problem in Romania is the corruption. The corruption was there and it will be there. And I don't know how we will get rid of that, because every time our medical system is not good. People are dying in the hospital. People are going with a problem in the hospital, and they are coming back with another bacteria or things like that. Some years ago, we had a really big accident. It was the collective accident. It was a fire in a club, and a lot of people, a lot of young people died there, back there, because they were burned. And Romania couldn't help them. We didn't have the proper things for burned people, so they were just dying in the hospital, and it was cruel. After that, yes, they were taking some measurements, some safety measurements, but not so many. And those people are still, those that are alive now, are still fighting with the system, and this is so bad. So basically, the system is the one that is killing people in Romania. And that's why we are leaving, because we are a lot of Romanians that are working in any other place of on Europe, and not even. So yeah, the corruption is the one that is making us fly and making us leave our families, because my family is in Romania. Nobody came with me. It's only me and my boyfriend. We are alone. So yeah.
Would you say that this spread of misinformation is also a problem in both of these countries, or no?
Yes, the misinformation is really a problem. In Romania, the level of education in Romania is not so high as in Germany, let's say, and people are just believing everything they see on the TV, and this is bad. I mean, I'm watching, for example, my grandmother. She is watching TVs, the news, and the politician that is speaking louder or that is saying whatever she wants to hear, she is believing that politician, and probably she will vote for that politician. I'm trying to make this kind of education, and I'm trying to make my research for them, you know, to be to know what to vote. But in this moment, we don't have a choice. We cannot choose. It's bad there. And in Germany also there is misinformation. Okay, it's not so large, but and so spread, but still they are also believing everything they see. And the main thing is the television, the news. They are believing everything they see in the paper or they see on the TV, but they are never making a research on why is that happening, who is that person, things like that. So they are coming and they just assume it's going to happen like that. So, because, for example, it was this strike situation. Everybody knew it was strike, but nobody knew where this started and why this started. And oh, I don't know, maybe the bus drivers are protesting. Oh, okay, so you don't know why. People are not so interested in finding out more.
How would you compare the education system in both countries? I mean, you already talked about how people are not paid enough in Romania, but what else is the difference?
Yeah, the education system, I can see now, because Romania was under communism. We escaped 30 years ago, and in Romania you can still see the communism spirit somehow in the school. I mean, our curricula is not changed. We had a little change in 2005, I guess. But no, we are not changed. The curricula is not changed. It's not helping people, because we have modern problems right now, but we have old solutions. The children are not seen as individuals. You know, they are just giving a lot of information, because the Romanian curricula is full of information. I mean, it's really, really big information that I don't know if you need in these primary years or so on. They are more like biology, physics, and mathematics, really, really advanced. But okay, let's say that we need that. But more than that, we at the end of 12 classes, the end of the high school, we have an exam. And a lot of people are not passing that exam, which is not a really hard exam. A lot of people are not passing that exam, and they're just moving on with their life. When in Germany, they have a more individual curricula. You can choose between three, in the fifth grade, you can choose between three branches of school. Is the one that qualifies you for a job, for a specific job, the one that is more theoretical, and the one that is qualifying you for a university and things like that. I mean, you are really focused on theoretical knowledge, but it's really hard to stay there. So after that, people are divided, so they kind of know what they want. They're not all doing the same thing. And also they focus a lot on outdoor activities. They focus a lot on the needs of the child, of the student. They focus a lot on the languages that they are learning. And you can see, and they have political education, they have I don't know, police that is coming to their school to explain the rules of normal behavior in the society and things like that. They are having a lot of experiments in the hospital and in the fire station, and people are explaining them a lot of things. In Romania, this is not happening. I mean, I am not living now in Germany in a big city. I was not living in Romania in a big city, but at some point I was living in Bucharest in Romania, and I was asking my colleagues, did you make something different? Look, this is what I did in the high school. And they were telling me, no, we were going to the museums. That was the difference between the small city and the big city. They were going to the museums in the big cities, but not making any other special activities. So basically, the interest in Romania for the next generation is not so big. I mean, there are no funds, there are no there is no time for them, which is sad. But in Germany, they are preparing them really, really well, and they don't let a person behind only because, I don't know, it's Romanian, Turkish. They are helping that person. They are having a more more stable system for the parents. I mean, they are in touch every time with the parent. The parent knows if your child is not at school at 7, let's say, when the classes start. They will wait until 7:15. They will call you. If you don't answer, the police will be at your home because that child must be at school at that point. And we don't know what happened with the child because I have a friend. She fell asleep. She didn't hear the phone, and the police came and wake her up because it's illegal. Your child should be at school, but in Romania this was not happening. If it's at school, it's okay. If it's not, it's okay. It doesn't matter. The respect in the school, it's not gained. I mean, the Romanian system gave a lot of rights to the students, but not balanced it with the teachers' rights, because we had a lot of incidents in the past years where students were aggressing teachers, and there was no nothing to do. So, yeah.
But how would you compare the benefits that Romania or Germany have from joining in the European Union, or the benefits that each country gets from being in the European Union?
I was always thinking about that. Romania has a lot of benefits because we have a lot of European Union funds. I mean, we entered the European Union in 2007, and since then, there were some tries of modernization, let's say. They accessed a lot of funds for rehabilitation of hospitals, for rehabilitation of streets, for rehabilitation of, I don't know, current water, because we have a lot of region in Romania that don't have the water or the electricity in the house. So there were a lot of funds for that. But the problem in Romania, it was that, again, the corruption, and they were stealing the funds. They were saying that, okay, we did this construction, let's say. They were making it poorly, they were making it badly. In 3 years it was down, but they took the European funds. But still, the advantages were because the most important, it was the free circulation, and we could move from a country, from a European country to another more easily. And we facilitated, for example, for the students. I was a beneficiary of Erasmus Plus program for a long time. All my high school, I've been in a lot of projects, Erasmus Plus project, which were not able without being in the European Union. So from this point of view, Romania was trying their best, but it takes a lot to mobilize a whole country. But the pieces that were made well, they were good. On the other hand, in Germany, I was always thinking, why is what is Germany doing with this? Because I never see, I don't know, a pancard with this, I don't know, museum hospital is funded by European funds. Never see that. So then I started to think, okay, their benefit is because they are a very big industry. They are in the center of Europe, so they need the European Union for and Schengen space for the free circulation, for the taxes that are not so high, you know, traveling from a EU country to a non-EU country. So basically, because their industry is so big and because they need this transportation all around the world and they need the workforce, this is their benefit of being in the EU, from my point of view. I mean, I don't know all the details. Probably there are more. I mean, probably they are helped in another way. More things, but this might be the first one, the one that is the first sight seen. So yeah. On the other hand is Germany. On the one hand is Germany, who is helping herself with this by being in the EU, and on the other hand is Romania, who received a lot of help. I mean, okay, we also help when there were crises and things like that, but not as much as we receive help, because basically Romania is standing because of the European Union.
Maybe my last question for you today would be, if there was like a young person watching who is thinking about moving either to Germany or Romania, what would you recommend or say to them before they make the move?
I was in this situation because I have lots of relatives and they were asking me, and I don't want to be that person. Oh, you know, Germany is the best country in the world. No, I was trying to give them the same, the both points of view. I would say them, if they really feel like staying in Romania and they really like the country and they don't want to leave the families, because at some point this is the most tricky part. If you are able to leave your family and move and see them only once or twice a year, if they are not able to do all these kind of things, they should work really, really hard. They should work harder than an average person if they want to leave a good life in Romania, not only to survive. They should work harder. They should find the search for opportunities. They should keep in mind that if they will not get a job, it's not necessary to be because they are not qualified or that not good enough. It might be because other person was paying for that job he didn't get. So this is why you should prepare your mental when you go to a job in Romania, because there are lots of bad things that are happening, but if you really want to live there, you can live there. There are a lot of people that are living there. But I'm just saying it's harder. You have to work harder. You have to be punched in the face more times if you want to do something good in Romania. On the other side, if they are willing to go, if they can do all these kind of things to leave their family and things like that. If they are still in high school and so on, I would say to start learning the language, because it's really important. The language is really important here. I mean, people are helping you, but at some point you really need to know the language, because at some point you are living in their country. They're not having a responsibility of, I don't know, speaking to you in English or things like that. You should learn some of their language, and it will help you a lot. I mean, I don't speak the language very well. I don't think I have an A1 at least, but they are really appreciating when I speak in German and when I'm trying, even if I make mistakes. So this would be one thing I would advise everybody to learn before coming to Germany, if they can. And on the second thing, also, when you're coming in Germany, don't expect that at the border there will be somebody with a plate full of contracts and they will ask you, oh, where do you want to work? No, you have to give a lot of interest. You have to make friends. You have to to establish a community, because okay, you're fired from a workplace. Okay, I have a friend, I work with it, I'm calling, do you know somebody that is hiring again, because I want this kind of job and things like that. So it's really important to make strengths, not to be just an individual who is staying in the house and not doing anything. And most important, to live your life. You're in Germany to live your life, not to stay in the house and keeping the money in the pocket. I mean, because I heard a lot of times that, oh, Germany is bad, Germany is slavery, Germany is only to make money, and after that leaving home. Okay, you're making the money in Germany, easy money, let's say, but it's not. And after that, you're going home and doing what? You're eating and consuming all those money. So no, if you are in Germany and you want to stay here and you want to feel like Germany is a beautiful country, because it is, and it's having a lot of culture and things like that, go out of the house, go see, go meet people, go, or not necessarily, but go see the surroundings, because you will go crazy in a foreign country. Only staying inside, if you don't go out to explore, you will go crazy. So, yeah.
Thank you so, so much for this interview. I was really blessed to have you today on our podcast, and thank you, really.
I thank you too, and I really wish you all the best, and have a nice day.